when we're designing stuff, we look not necessarily just about what any given user is going to experience, but what's kind of better for the whole community and the whole product. And I mean, it's kind of like a lot of these trade-offs are going on all over the place in the product. Probably the most that you see every day is that you can't see the profiles of people at other schools. You know, and that's a really major trade-off in the application. For those of you who aren't familiar with this, we split up the user base by what school they go to, and we make it so that people at a given school can only see the profiles and contact information of people at their school. And the reason for this was mostly to, because we realized that the people around you at your school are the people who you're going to want to look up mostly anyway. And if we made the space too broad and let anyone see your information, then that would probably be fine, and you'd look up some people, but you also probably wouldn't put up your cell phone. You know, and more than a third of people on Facebook have their cell phone up there, and that's something that's useful for the application. So in designing it, this was a trade-off that we made. I kind of thought about this for a while, and I was like, well, what would be more useful? Would it be better for people to be able to see everyone and maybe not feel like this was a secure environment in which they could share their interests and what they thought and what they cared about? Or would it be better that more information and more expression was available, but to a smaller audience, which is probably the relevant audience for any person? So there's a lot of decisions like that that are getting made, and a lot of them are gut level.